This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Join me to welcome God's prophet, the apostle of this commission, our father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is number 26, Shiloh. God is out to open a new chapter to every one of us at this prophetic feast. We are all changing levels. The path of the just man has a shining light, and it's ordained to shine more and more and more and more. So let him that thinks he knows anything know that he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. We have come to the master. His name is Jesus. And he's called Shiloh. So we have come to meet with him, the fountain of wisdom. Psalm 104, verse 24. How manifold are thy works, O God. In wisdom hast thou made them all, and the earth is full of their riches. And by him were all things made. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That light shines in darkness. Darkness cannot handle it. In the precious name of Jesus, to whom you have come, to whom I have come, we are returning with our next level experience. Each one is returning from here with a next level experience. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for tonight. Thank you for your manifest presence we have been experiencing since this service began. Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let this Shiloh be everyone's Shiloh. Amen. Let no one return without a testimony to tell. Amen. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to welcome you, every one of us, to Shiloh around the world today. There is no distance in the world of the Spirit. There is no distance in the world of the Spirit. There is no distance. There is no distance. Wherever you may be around the world today, just maintain a set heart for God, for his eyes run to and fro in all the earth, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. May you encounter God today. Amen. All through this Shiloh, you'll be appearing to us. May Jesus appear to you in person. Amen. Now, Jesus, speak to us tonight. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Again, I want to welcome every one of us to Shiloh for what God has packaged for each one. No one will miss his portion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just a word for us before we get into this. Psalm 19 and verse 1 to 3. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Verse 4, their line is gone out through all the earth. It speaks in one place. It resonates around the entire world. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. And their words to the end of the world. End of the world. Everywhere. In the precious name of Jesus, wherever you may be tonight, God's word will locate you. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro in all the earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. You are the one God is talking about. He will show himself to you. Number 2, admonition. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21. The word says, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. He appears to us through his word. May he appear to you in person tonight. May he appear to you in person tonight. You can't experience his appearance without you. He will appear to you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight we'll be looking at a very vital subject that will let us into what God has in store for this week. And it's so important to pay rapt attention as we explore this mystery. Unveiling the prophetic dimension of scriptures. Unveiling the prophetic dimension of scriptures. Is this prophetic dimension that makes the Bible different from every other text under heaven? Unveiling the prophetic dimension of scriptures. It is what makes living most profitable. An understanding of the prophetic dimension of scriptures. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For holy men speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The prophecy didn't come for time by the will of man, but only men speak as we are moved by the Holy Spirit. It is the more sure word of prophecy. Those who take it to that prophetic dimension, they always do well until the star in them emerges. They always do well. We need to come to this point. It's not about Hebrew and Greek. These are all waste of time. The word of God is prophetic. And I'll show you now this prophetic foundation of the world. Listen. God said, and God saw. Prophecy. Let there be light. There was light. And God saw everything that God said. Every word from his mouth is prophetic. Now wait. Isaiah 34 verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of the law and read. None of this shall fail, neither shall anyone have made. For my mouth it has spoken it, and my spirit has gathered them. Now God lays claim of every word of scriptures as coming from his mouth. Now, Isaiah 55 verse 1 and 2. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. You have no money, come and buy. And this very key of his word. Verse 10. He said, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not either, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. That is gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. So, the words of scriptures are not for information. No, they are for performance. Shall not return on. They are not there to inform us. It's not a motivational text. But shall accomplish the purpose for which I sent it. It shall accomplish. It's delivered to accomplish his mission. God's word is prophetic. And that understanding goes a long way in securing our future in Christ. According to scriptures, we are in the last days. And that began in the upper room. Peter said, this is that was spoken by Joel, that in the last days. So last days began from Acts 2, 14 to 27. The prophet said, Joel 2, 28 to 32. Our part my soul upon our flesh. And it came to pass in Acts 2. So if Acts 2 was last days, then we are in the later end of the last days right now. And everything in that prophecy is showing that we are in the later end of the last days. God's word is prophetic. In Acts chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, we are in the days of fulfillment of prophecies. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken. The world began. Jesus will not return until every scripture is duly fulfilled. So we are in the later days. We are in the days of raw fulfillment of prophecies. Every scriptural prophecy shall be openly fulfilled before Jesus returns. Let's understand that. And I'm coming somewhere. So behind every statement of scripture, you are free to put, thus saith the Lord. I myself took your infirmity and I bear your sicknesses. Amen. Clean, thus saith the Lord. If you will keep appearing before me, you keep going from strength to strength, you won't know weakness or feebleness. Because I'm in fellowship with you, Jesus, I don't have feebleness and weakness has no hold on my life. Every promise of scriptures is prophetic. Now, it was written concerning and spoken to Abraham and said he was persuaded that what God has promised, he is able also to perform. So every promise of scriptures is prophetic. When you connect with the conditions attached, you have committed God's intent to deliver. Please see the Bible beyond a text that informs. See the Bible as God's agenda for man. That when you encounter the truth of scriptures and you commit your faith to it, you have committed God to perform it. Jesus will not return until every scriptural prophecy is fulfilled. Among them, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make the enemies their footstool. Sit down, don't go anywhere. The Lord shall send the rod of his strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. So Jesus will not return until the church is ruling in power in the midst of our enemies. Ruling in power. That does not connote being in government, though. It means ruling and reigning in your space, your sphere. You are on top of the world in your place. Come on now. Psalm 87, Prophet David said, it shall be said, this and that man was born there. He said, the Almighty himself shall establish us. This and that man was born there. All that matters on this earth. Now listen to me. This is not a political statement. It's a spiritual reality. It's a divine prophetic war. Sir, no matter the gang up in the war, the church is coming on top of the world. That is clear. There is no argument. You say, how? Watch. Watch. Among his principal weapons for the enthronement of the end time church is manifold wisdom. For by wisdom kings reign, and princes decree justice, and yea, all the judges of the earth. From 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we understand that God has ordained this wisdom unto our glory. So wisdom is ordained to glorify the church. Can I hear your amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4 beginning all the way to 8. We see that prophetic word there concerning the place of wisdom in the end time church. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them which are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the things of this world that come to nothing, to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom of God in a mystery. The wisdom of God in a mystery, ordained before the world unto our glory. The wisdom of God in a mystery. Something is breaking for tonight. Because you are changing level permanently. You are getting off the realm of the wisdom of men permanently. You are getting off the realm of the face of this world permanently. You are going above the shadows. God is taking you above the shadows. God is taking you above the shadows. We're in the last days. And according to scriptures, it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established. Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3. Upon the mountains shall be exalted above the hills, and all people shall flow into it. One nation shall say to another, come, let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, that he may teach us. Sir, the Lord will break the pride of the world. They will look to the church and say, how are you doing it? The church is not a building, the church is a people. Nations will come to ask you, how are you doing it? That's repeated in Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. God is saying, I'm going to break the pride of the world. I'll cause their wisdom to come to naught. They will seek access for the original wisdom. The one that comes from above. So stop struggling at that level. That's not where you belong. That's not where you belong. Something's changing, though. Something is changing. There are four kinds of wisdom recognized in scriptures. One, we have earthly wisdom. James 5, 13 to 15, or 15 to 17, please. We have earthly wisdom, call it natural, call it common sense. We have sensual wisdom, call it intellectual wisdom. We have diabolical wisdom, they call it devilish. And then we have the wisdom from above. And from the mouth of John, whatever is from above is above all. We have the wisdom from above. That is our own realm. The wisdom from above is our own realm. Where intellectual wisdom will be aghast. What? What's going on? Where demons will cringe. What are we saying here? They explain concerning Jesus, what wisdom is this that such mighty works are wrought by his hand? Not the wisdom of mighty words, but mighty works. Mighty works, mighty deeds. Not applaud with speeches, no. Mighty works that cause men to exclaim, what's this? Is this in this world? We are going with that. While Peter here spake this word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them. So watch out for outpouring of the spirit of wisdom. Next level outpouring is coming on everyone's life. We are in the days of the manifold wisdom of God. Again, it's ordained unto our glory before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 3, verse 8 to 11. Unto me, whom I'm less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. We're talking about the wisdom of God in a mystery. The wisdom of God in the mystery. You can't diagnose that scientifically in a mystery. Which one, beginning was of the world, has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. That is, principalities and powers will be taught lessons. They will take over. They will take over at the manifestation of this wisdom. They will take cover. They will clear the way. You know, when Daniel came down, he was head of the magicians, head of astrologers, head of sorcerers, head of soothsayers. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. It's not about the demon, come on, demon, I won't go out. No. You step in, they step out. You step into an environment, they step out. Armed robbers were robbing on a particular street here years ago, and they saw one of the members in the car. They saluted him, "Your Royal Highness." They were molesting another fellow in the car. They saluted him. I'm talking about wisdom that makes the face of a man to shine, and the boldness of his countenance shall be uttered. It's not something simple. It's your turn. Principalities and powers will bow to the authority of this wisdom. Living Bible courses, the many-sided wisdom of God, in all its innumerable aspects and infinite varieties, covering all areas of life. Covering all what? Welcome to a new world. 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 A time is coming nobody will make. There won't be any importance attached to the devil. There'll be no importance attached to the devil. So we have that platform from where we can give the devil a wisdom knockout at any time T for our choice. I had this experience years ago. I was swimming in John chapter 1. I was having a nice time in John chapter 1 in that season. And then one of my cousins was accosted with the spirit of insanity. So they told me in the village, we were there for a meeting, that your son has a problem. I said, okay, I'm coming. Now, I was wearing John 1:5, and the light shines in darkness. As I stepped into the room, the mad boy stood up and prostrated to greet me. That time, I never knew his mother or anybody. Do you know him? He said, yeah, I know him. That's my brother. I said, put him in my car. Let me see the devil that can enter my car with me. That was the end forever. That is this wisdom knockout realm. That's where the church is coming to. Wisdom knockout platform. That's where the church is coming to. I was swimming in Ephesians 2:6 and Ephesians 1:21. And I said, how many of you are witches here? They stood up. What do you do when with the devil, we say, we cause miracle to some and such. No, when people like us are coming. When we sense a higher power on the way, we clear off the highway. Sir, you have entered that season where the things troubling will be clearing the way for you. Now, listen to me. Can any degree of darkness challenge the authority of light? Wisdom makes the face of a wise man to shine, and the boldness of his countenance shall be uttered. Wisdom makes you and me to shine, and when that light shines, darkness can handle it. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Come on now. You remember, the wise man shall inherit what? Glory. Proverbs 3:35. The wise man shall inherit glory. You shine with wisdom. And when you shine forth, darkness packs out. Somebody's blessed. We were in a nation, and there was a notorious witch in that arrived that nation that morning. And she got to the hotel where we're coming into. As we entered the hotel, he packed our luggage and left unceremoniously. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Now, listen to me. You will torment the devil. By the wisdom of God, you will humble every demonic stronghold. I was finishing here one day, and then an idol disappeared. All the way in Ghana. That person fled from the idol. I was in church, and I was speaking, and I looked in his direction, and the word came forth. They called him from home the following day that the idol disappeared. Idol got lost. Idol kidnapped. Now, I'm talking about the mystery. The wisdom of God in the mystery. Understanding your access and engaging with it. Something's happening in your life. The good news is, it's a new era for you. You have come to this ever-winning wisdom mountain. You will never lose any battle again in your life. We are in the days of His power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. That day will precede the day of his coming. Psalm 110:3. If anyone believes in me, the works that he shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do. That's the era we are in. And Jesus, speaking that, is the wisdom and the power of God. We have been emphasizing power. It's time to connect to wisdom. The wisdom dimension is what gives value to power. You don't know what to do. Power is of no use. Power is the ability to do work. You must know what to do before power comes to play. Hallelujah. It's your turn. 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 Again, prophetic scriptures are not ordained for information, but for fulfillment. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Jesus took the book in verse 17 of chapter 4 of Luke and read, and no eyes were set on him. And he sat and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. Scriptures are not for information, they are for performance. They are for performance. Look at this. Chapter 7 of Isaiah, verse 14. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, you call his name Emmanuel. Now, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22. A virgin at the visitation of an angel. And you conceive in your womb, and you called it the child Emmanuel. Same. Spoken 500 years plus, according to Bible historians, and now came to pass raw in the life of Mary. Scriptures are for performance, not for information. Sir, nothing defines the future of a believer than prophetic scriptures. Nothing defines the future of a believer than prophetic scriptures. Nothing. I saw me redeemed as a priest and a king to reign on the earth. At the age of 16, I received that as mine. Praise God. It imparted on my outlook, my disposition. I received that God is not slow, and he gave me the patience I require to fulfill my destiny in grand times. I received a gift for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth, and I believed it, and I prayed for grace to handle it. I was 16 years old. Nothing defines the future of a believer like prophetic scriptures. When the Lord showed me the mystery, now you see, God's wisdom is a mystery. No, it's not psychology. When the Lord showed me the mystery of each free marriage, I wasn't married then. But I was teaching it with all vehemence, with all authority. And that's what I'm saying today. We are seeing that example. And many are seeing that along with us. Nothing defines the future of a believer like access to prophetic scriptures. Nothing. Guess what he said? As I have, by myself have I sworn. So every prophetic scripture is a sworn verdict. Isaiah 14 verse 24. By myself have I sworn that as I have thought, so that it shall come to pass, and I propose, so shall it stand. By myself have I sworn. So every prophetic scripture is a sworn verdict. When you connect with it and subscribe to the demands thereof, you have committed God to perform it. No go come. No go come. Something is breaking forth in your life. That's where we are taking our bearing from. First, see the book as a prophetic bank that defines your destiny and eternity. It's a prophetic bank that defines my destiny and eternity. I don't need any prophet to come and be saying something on my head. No. God has spoken. It's the most sure word of prophecy. Amen. Because I serve him, thus saith the Lord, he will take sin away from the midst of my body. I will not be barren because I'm young in the land. The number of my days he will fulfill, not doctor. He. He's prophetic. He said, thus saith the Lord, if you will serve me, you have committed me to bless your bread and your water. I'll take sin away from the midst of you. Shall not be barren because you're young in the land. Then when your days I will fulfill. Thus saith me, if you will serve me, you have committed me to the following. You better look at scripture with a prophetic view from now. It will reinforce your faith. It will put you on course, on the highway of life. You just see that. God said the Lord, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, between the white and the black. The same God, the same me, is on the order call upon me. I have nothing in my life to envy about any color person under the sun. Not yesterday, since I saw it. Nothing. 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 It doesn't have to be white to be right. Nothing. Nothing. We are only nobody under heaven. Nothing. Nothing. Somebody's already changing. I want your redemptive esteem to come alive. Let your redemptive esteem come alive. Let your redemptive esteem come alive. God is not a racist. He has made all nations of one blood. That we are now one in Christ. So it is ignorance tormenting some others. Nothing else. Nothing else. If a man provide not for his own house, for the people of his own household, has denied the faith and holds an infidel. 1 Timothy 5:8. Now we are members of his household. So no matter the heat under the sun, God is committed to provide for you as a member of his own household. Can I hear your amen? He's the most loving being. He's not an infidel. A believer will not provide for his house. It's called an infidel. Imagine God, whose name is Lord. Your case is settled. No matter the hunger under the sun, it won't reach you. Your children will never bear bread. Your children will never bear bread. You never withdraw children from school. Every statement of scriptures is thus saith the Lord. Every promise of scriptures is prophetic. When you meet the conditions, you have committed God to perform it. And the conditions are within our reach. He will not ask you to do what he has not enabled you to do. There is something God will tell us to do that he has not enabled us to do. Somebody's story is changing. If that's you, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. You are going forward. You are going forward. Now listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we start to read from verse 7. 2 Corinthians 3, 7. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses, how shall the glory, because of the glory of his countenance, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Now watch. No matter the glory we saw in the Old Testament, God is saying from the scriptures, it's nothing compared to what has been reserved for this generation. There is no comparison. There is no comparison. We have seen great, great names like Moses, like Abraham, like Daniel, like Joseph. Nothing compares with what God has packaged for us in redemption. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Now go ahead, let's read it. Verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now go to verse 9, please. For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. So the glory in this redemptive age is ordained to be far ahead whatever we saw in the Old Testament. Now watch. Greater than Abraham's will be born. I said greater than Abraham's are here. Greater than Abraham's are here. Greater than Abraham's are here. Greater than Isaac's are here. Now, let's come to the school of wisdom. Greater than Joseph's are here. Greater than Daniel's are here. Should that be anything too high? Jesus said, if you believe in me, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than this shall ye do. What? So we are not there yet. We are not there yet. You know why people are stagnated? They think they're already there. They think they're already there. They think they already know. All the depth, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, are unsearchable by his ways, and his path past finding out. They think they know. Let him that thinks he knows anything, knows that he doesn't know anything yet, as he ought to know. I said there's something in you greater than what was in Daniel.
Amen.
Something you greater than what was in Abraham.
Yes.
Amen. Greater than what was in Isaac.
Amen.
Okay, now where are you? Now, something in you greater than what is in Christ. So where are you now? People just settle down in the early chapter of their life and they are writing conclusion. They are writing conclusion. I saw something about disciples. He took them out to the Mount of Transfiguration. He said, now, let's build three tabernacles here. I think we have tried. They had a 24-chapter calling. They were going to build the tabernacle in chapter 9. Chapter 9. They had a 24-chapter calling on their life. But they were out to build the tabernacle in chapter 9. There are many, many believers today who have built their tabernacle in chapter 1 of a chapter 30 destiny. Because they think they know. They think they know. They think they know. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man and he will yet be what?
Wiser.
Teach a righteous man, he will increase in learning. Verse 12. If you be wise, you will be wiser than yourself. But if you scorn, only you will bear it. Sir, your future is far greater than where you are. Your destiny is far greater than where you are now. So important. The glory of this redemptive era is ordained to be heavier than the glory in the Old Testament. Clear. And Jesus came to confirm it. That even me, if you will believe in what I'm saying, the works that I do, you will do also. And greater works than this shall you do. We are changing level. If you are, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 to 17. Now let's go to verse 15. And from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that's in Christ Jesus. Engaging with the truth in faith makes wise. It makes wise. Engaging with the truth of scriptures, believing, makes wise. Engaging with the truth of scriptures, believing, makes wise. Engaging with the truth of scriptures, believing, makes wise. Now verse 16. For all scriptures given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable in doctrines, in reproofs, in corrections, and in the source of righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and prepared unto every good work. Now there are four components here. Doctrines, reproofs, corrections, instructions. So from scriptures, they are all prophetic. Its principles are prophetic. Think of it. Principles of answered prayers are prophetic. You pray according to those principles, you are committed God to answering your prayers. Principles of financial prosperity, prophetic. You commit to those principles, you prosper naturally, the anger of the enemy notwithstanding. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Principles of successful marriage. Auto, you commit to those terms. There are only seven terms, sir. You commit to those seven terms, you believe in your life as if you are not married. They are all prophetic. Its reproofs are prophetic. You must not go to war with the king of Israel. If you go, you'll be defeated. He said, wait a minute. But we have paid 100 talents of silver. So what is that to you? What is more than that? If you go, you fail. Simple. His reproofs are prophetic. His corrections are prophetic. His instructions are prophetic. Everything about that book operates on a prophetic platform. When you commit yourself to the terms of any prophetic word, God is committed to deliver. It's your turn for a change of story. In the precious name of Jesus. You are living Shiloh 2024, knowing what right thing to do from scriptures on every issue of concern in your life. That is the light from heaven that will change your business world, change your business status supernaturally, beyond what you ever imagined. Just to know what. As we go on towards the end, please note that every prophetic word delivers on a covenant platform. This is my plan. These are the terms, if you're interested. I have provided for these, but only accessible if you would do 1, 2, 3, 4. We need a covenant mentality along with our prophetic view of scriptures. You just find what he says he will do. Find what you must do for him to do it. Until you find out he won't do nothing. Now, for instance, I said to Jesus, I'm going to full-time ministry now. Who pays me? Then he answered me, not the first day, not second day, not third day. After this things, he appointed 70 others also. He said, you are in my employment. I am responsible. Then verse 7, the laborer is worthy of his hire. Stay on duty. I'm responsible if you will stay on duty. Do what I sent you to do. If you will stay on duty, I am responsible. Be found on duty, I'm responsible. I'm committed. You are my employment. I'm committed. But stay on duty. But stay on duty. No one else says, try to be quiet and do your own business. There are folks that just do all type of business all around town. Study to be quiet and do your own business. I stayed on my business and it pays me sumptuously and dangerously. I've never asked for a dime from any source in my life. No. It pays. Just know what has provided and what you must do to take delivery. It's not, you don't wait for it, don't work for it, you work at it. Get out of this country to where I'm sending you to. And so Abraham departed. He wasn't wishing, he wasn't confessing, he wasn't professing. He moved. It's important. Every prophetic word delivers on a covenant platform. On a covenant platform. On a covenant platform. On a covenant platform. Your business won't grow by prayer and knocking your head. Find out what grows the business. Now, commit yourself to it. How do I secure the business of God on this business? Find it out. Find out those who have operated in that realm before and are breaking forth. Connect with it. And then you're going forward. Can you imagine a student with no need but praying to pass exam? He will so fail that he will send police to go and arrest him. I mean, he just prayed. He wouldn't study, he just prayed. Because it's a prayer juggernaut. It's a prayer warrior. He will pray to failure straight. Pray to, there is what to do to succeed. Among what to do is discipline studious life. Do you accept? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we came into ministry, office setting was not normal. Ministers would just stay in their houses, tie to wear, wake up at 11, speak in tongues, and go to bed again. So not that they're not called, but they don't know what they must do to make call their calling sure. They don't know what they must do. The good news is, on this mountain, God will break every veil that's cast over the people. you will see clearly what you must do to get to where you are going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Prophetic scriptures are valid for all times. They never become obsolete. Why? The word of God lives and abides forever. Live and abide forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Now, Matthew 5, 18, that is what Jesus said. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. So, prophetic scriptures are valid for all times. No civilization can change it. No civilization can change it. Valid for all times. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Same truth. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Valid for all times. Valid for all times. No regional limitations. No racial limitations. Valid all the way. But they are applicable only to those who believe. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told out from the law. It's not just to assess it. You must believe it for God to perform it. Abraham, against hope, believed in hope that he should be the father of many nations. Be not weak in faith. He considered not his own body, which is not as good as dead. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and Isaac came. Sir, it takes faith to see prophetic scriptures come to pass in our life. Not just faith this time, strong faith. So we need to build our faith so as to match the agenda that God has in store for us. We have to build our faith. Jesus said to those people, he said, if I take care of the lilies, take care of the sparrows, how much more will I take care of you? O ye of little faith. I have provisions for you, but little faith can't assess it. Little faith cannot assess his provisions. It takes strong faith to assess his provisions. It takes strong faith. So build your faith. Don't wish that your faith grows. Work at growing your faith. Work at growing your faith. God had a provision to build this sanctuary in 1 year. But it takes faith to believe it. It takes faith to embark on it. It takes faith to see it delivered. Can I tell you something? No word of God will come to pass without your faith. No shortcut. What we don't believe, God cannot perform. 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 When I was teaching the mystery of each remarry, some fellows were upset. Some were talking nonsense. They wouldn't believe it, so they can't see it. So they had troubles plenty, plenty of troubles on all sides. Hear me tonight, little faith cannot deliver the fullness of God's agenda for your life. O ye of little faith. Matthew 6:30. I have enough provision to look after you, but your little faith can't take it. So you are full of anxiety. Little faith. His word is valid for all times, but only faith can see it performed. Only faith can see performed in the individual's life. No more losses for you. 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 The Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord departed from him, Genesis 13 and verse 14 and 15, lift up now your eyes and look northward and southward, eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, unto you will I give it. Until you see it, God cannot give it. See what he has provided is the number one step to experiencing it in your life. We must first see it before God will give it. Until we see it, God cannot give it. Until we see it, God cannot give it. Now watch. 40 years ago, I saw from Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, I was in that scripture, and the Lord said to me, my son, there's a place for you on top if you're interested. I said, yes, Lord, I'm interested. What was he saying in that scripture? If you will diligently listen to my voice, and observe to do all his commandments which I command you this day, I, the Lord your God, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And then he said, there's a place for you on top you're interested. I want to believe that's what he says about any word from his mouth. Are you interested? So, not, are you interested? I have this healing package for you. Are you interested? I have this prosperity package for you. Are you interested? I have this success package for you. Are you interested? I have this breakthrough package for you. Are you interested? I said, Lord, I'm interested. He said, then whatever I tell you to do, do it. I didn't read that from any book I have from the mouth of Jesus. Then whatever I tell you to do, do it. So I'm sold out to whatever he tells me to do. Amen. I'm not where I was when he told me now. No. 40 years ago, month of April. Then whatever I tell you to do, do it. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. And suddenly a village boy began to make run around the world. Whatever I tell you to do, do it. It's the way he speaks to us. Please understand that the scriptures have your future in stock. All you need is to see further than you have seen, and he keeps confirming his word as you do your part of the deal. It delivers on a covenant platform. Your part must be played before God is committed. He said to me 42 years ago, my son, my prophetic plan is not a promise, doesn't answer to prayers. It's not a promise, doesn't have respect for fasting. My prospective plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. So your part is crucial. Don't explain away your part. Your part is vital. You don't play your part, you can't commit God. You can't bamboozle God. You can't mobile the gate of heaven. Your part and my part must be played. Your part and my part must be played for God to perform. Can I hear your amen? In the name of Jesus, I see the performing hand of God following you from here. I see the performing hand of God following you from here. I see the performing hand of God following you from here. I see the performing hand of God following you from here. I see the performing hand of God following you from here. So shall it be. So it's important, therefore, you come to any point in your life, Lord, what are you saying? That's the normal question I ask. What are you saying for me to do? What are you saying for me to do? After all the readings, now, Lord, what shall I do? Until you tell him what to do, nothing happens. Every prophetic scripture demands your part to be played before it's delivered. Everyone. You are going forward. In closing, to see prophecy fulfilled, we are called to engage in spiritual warfare, but it is a fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith so you can lay hold on what eternal life has in stock for you. Fight the good fight of faith if you must lay hold on what eternal life has in stock for you. You are professing, you don't have to experience it. Abraham was fully persuaded by what God has promised. He was also able to perform. And God said, you got me. I have no choice, I have to do it. Romans 4:21. A great door and effectual is open unto us, but there are many adversaries. But above all, taking the shield of faith, and you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. 1 Corinthians 16:9. A great door and effectual is open unto us, but there are many adversaries. And how do we deal with them? Taking the shield of faith, you quench all the fiery darts of the devil. So it's a battle of faith. It's a faith warfare. It's a faith warfare. In 1 John 5:4, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and he overcomes by faith. By faith. This is the reason that overcomes the world, even our faith. So we can't take delivery of prophetic scriptures without our faith actively at work. Actively at work. 1 Timothy 1, verse 18. It said, this charge I commit to you, my son Timothy, God the promise that we went before thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. It has gone before you. You have found it. But engage in a good warfare. Fight the good fight of faith. The good fight. The good fight. The good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. God said it, I believe it. I want you in my position. And he will step in. Can I hear your amen? Now, God gave them the lamb. They went and saw the lamb, and they came back with the fruit. It was exactly as God said. It was a lamb flowing with milk and honey. They confessed. But nevertheless, we saw giants there. Sir, they will kill us. They will kill us all. Even the lamb kills people. The lamb will swallow people. How did you escape? How did you get here? Sir, they missed it on faith. God's prophetic agenda failed in their life. It failed in their life because of their little faith or their zero faith. Their zero faith. It's God's agenda for us to move into this forest as a church. God won't force you to do anything. He won't tell you what to do. It will take your faith to connect and not turn back. Can you imagine shut down the church in Lagos, which he built? Only 2 years or 3 years there. Shut it down and move here. How would they get here? He knows. I remember T.L. Osborne of Blessed Memory said, David, how would they get here? I said, they're already here. We are not finished. I said, they're already here. They're already here. Sir, without faith, you can't possess your possession. Without faith, you cannot possess your possession. Without faith, you cannot possess your possession. Without people play a lot with funny things. So engage in developing your faith. Build strength into your faith. Build strength to your faith. Build strength to your faith. So impartation of the spirit of faith does not equal strong faith. You need to feed that spirit with the word of faith. The impartation has to be fed. Otherwise, it will depart. It has to be fed. It has to be fed. So a faith giant can lay hand on you and lay leg on you. It will mean strong faith. It's welcome to the school of faith. Welcome to the school what? Welcome to the school of faith. Now receive grace to understand. That's the meaning of laying on hands. That doesn't mean understanding. It can't remind you what he has not taught you. So you get down there. There are many people who have lost opportunities because what God told them, we can't do it. They just despise it. They just sell it off. God said it to them, but there's no faith to receive it. There's no faith to receive it. So build your faith. Don't wait for your faith to grow. It won't grow on its own. Nobody's faith will grow on its own. Build your faith. Build your faith. Build your faith. You never find any strong faith man or woman who is not a life student of the world. Who is not a life student of the world. That's where the strength comes from. In the precious name of Jesus, your faith will no longer fail. 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 I've had some little experiences with fulfillment of prophetic scriptures. I just list about four of them here. And then we close. 1977, from Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, I caught this prophetic word. I was reading from Revised Standard Version. I know my plans for you, says the Lord, the plans of welfare and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The Holy Ghost came and said to me, your future is in my plan, not in your plan. Sir, it made all the world of difference in my life. I never heard a preacher say it. I heard it from God. And I committed myself, I will follow your plan till I go to heaven. His plan brought me to ministry. I didn't plan it. Your future is in his plan. Stop going about with your plan. Your plan has no future. Your future and my future is in his plan. May you never be found outside God's plan. For as a man wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. May you not be found wandering around in the world. Now I had a word, Lamentations 3:37. Who is it that says and it comes to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Somebody asked me years ago, how do you get things done so cheaply here? I said, we do nothing except it's commanded. Whatever God commands, when followed, put in command. Whatever God commands, when followed, believing, put you in command. Whatever God commands, put you in command. That came my way in 1975. Nothing sets the pace for a believer's future like access to prophetic scriptures. We are going places. We are going places. Young people, stop jumping up and down. Settle down to find out God's plan for your life and follow suit. Amen. 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 Now, for everyone on the line for miracle children, now listen to me. God said to his people, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14. There shall not be male nor female barren among you nor among your cattle. Under the prophetic unction tonight, I decree the rescue of everyone called barren. Whether the issue be with the male or the female, that issue is over tonight. Your miracle children are here. 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 1983, the Lord said to me, my son, you have two eyes from scripture also. Psalm 34, verse 5. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? I tried, it didn't work. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But if you fix your eyes on me, you will never be ashamed. What a word from heaven. From thence I fix my eyes on Jesus and Jesus only. I don't look at myself on what I can do. I can't do anything. I fix my eyes on him. The man T.L. Osborne said something that I caught in one of his tapes. The title is Wise Up and Size Up. 1979. He said, those who look to the sun don't see the shadows. Those who look to the sun don't see the shadow. You can't fix your eyes on Jesus and be seeing all the nonsense around you. Your eyes is just there. You are looking to the sun of righteousness. You can't see the shadows around you. Can I hear your amen? Amen? And can I say this? What I say to one, I say, there are no private revelations in scriptures. What I say to one, I say to all. There are no private testimonies in the kingdom. The testimony of Isaac is an heritage forever. Whatever I see you do in the life of another person is a part of my heritage in you. No private revelations, no private testimony. Don't say that's him. No, it's you, it's us. We share a common destiny in the kingdom. We belong to the same Father. We have the same DNA in us. So it applies to everyone who cares. Everyone who cares. Somebody touched the hem of his garment and was made whole. Everybody was rushing for his garment. And as many as touched, as I said, the same mother, were made perfectly whole. It's not only for her. She only showed that that power is there. And others follow. So can I say this to you? Your future is in his plan. Not in your plan. In case you're embarking on your plan, check out of it. It has no future. As a way that somebody writes unto a man, the NDR were the ways of death. It has no future. It has no future. It has no future. It has no future. I can't see anyone who moving out of God's plan. No. I am settled. I'm satisfied with it. Whatever I say is okay for me. Somebody's soul is changing. Listen to this. Your future is sure, but your discovery is required. Your future is sure with God, but your discovery and my discovery is required. For only as far as your eyes can see will I give to you, not beyond it. What you cannot see, you cannot get. You see it, he said, and you walk through the length and breadth of it, so you walk through it. You walk through it, you have seen it. You walk through it, you walk through the reality of it. You walk through the reality of it. For you will not give it unto you, I said after the. God is set up to verse 18. So you walk through it, you walk through it. You walk through that plan, you see the plan, you walk through the plan. Somebody's story is changing. If that's your story, let me hear your loudest, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You have come to this mountain of next levels. You never be found at the same spot anymore. You never be found at the same spot anymore. You never be found at the same spot anymore. You never be found at the same spot anymore. You never be found at the same spot anymore. In conclusion, prophetically, the end time church shall occupy the central stage in the world in these last days. And that will come by this ever-growing wisdom, which will culminate in ever-winning lifestyle. As you grow in wisdom, you keep winning and winning and winning. As you keep growing in wisdom, you keep winning and winning and winning. As you keep growing in wisdom, you keep winning and winning and winning. As you grow, you keep growing in wisdom, you keep winning and winning and winning. You keep winning and winning and winning. In the name of Jesus. The good news is, it's your turn. He said, wisdom is good with an inheritance. It paves the way for our inheritance. For by it, there is profit to all that see the sun. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 11. It paves the way to our inheritance, the wisdom of God. It's good for an inheritance, with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. So it's the platform for high profitable living. You won't record losses anymore. From now it shall be profit and profit and profit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand to heaven and give God thanks. For this unspeakable gift called prophetic scriptures that opens up destinies and secure the future. God's people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree right now access to the secrets of God concerning the issues of your life. I decree fresh release of the spirit of wisdom and revelation upon your life tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Unto us who are saved is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, these are mere parables and stories. The wisdom of God operates in the realm of mysteries. Mysteries connote inside stories or secrets embedded within the stories. No shortcut. When one is born again, he cannot see the mysteries that the kingdom offers to decorate our destiny. So if you are here tonight, allow me to pray with you, whether here on ground or anywhere around the world. Jesus saved me. Life is very sweet on this side. Life with Jesus is sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. All taste and you will know that the Lord is good. There's no point in just playing religion. Come taste and you will know that the Lord is good. Come and taste and you will know that the Lord is good. Wherever you may be tonight, you want me to pray with you to be born again, become a child of God, and gain access to this great, unspeakable gifts and blessings the kingdom of God offers, and make it to heaven at the end of your journey, I'll be glad to pray with you. So wherever you are, Jesus saved my soul tonight, stand to your feet. God bless you. Jesus saved my soul tonight, stand to your feet. Forgive my sins tonight, stand to your feet. God bless you. Many more standing up wherever you are, get up on your feet. Jesus loves you. Man, you come and imagine. Stand to your feet. There are some also who need to dedicate their life to Jesus tonight. Jesus, I'm staging a comeback to you. After the other side is all dry. I'm coming back to you to the fountain of life. You want to dedicate your life to Christ? Also stand to your feet. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That applies to those who are outside here in the Faith Tabernacle and those who are also outside and anywhere you are around the world at this time. Please, it applies to everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Those who are standing up for this prayer, please make your way to the front very fast. Take your Bibles and your bag with you. Take your Bibles and your bag with you, because we may not be going back to that seat. We are closing right from here. Keep coming. Keep coming. Jesus loves you. Keep coming. Keep coming. It's a time for a change of story. Keep coming. Church, keep giving the Lord a big hand. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Choir, please. Minister to the Lord right now. Keep coming wherever you are. In all the various centers, please, straight to the altar area. The pastors are waiting to receive us out there. We are praying at the same time. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Jesus loves you. Brand new day. Brand new season. I got my mind made up.
And I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up, and I won't turn back, 'cause I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind, and I won't. Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. Yes, because I want to see my sweet Jesus someday. Goodbye world. I'm staying no longer with you. Oh, goodbye pleasures I see. I stay.
at this time who are standing for these prayers, please stop filling those forms for now. Bow your heads. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this simple prayer of faith after me. And let it come from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. By your grace, I shall serve you all the days of my life. By your grace, I shall live the overcomer's life. And by your grace, I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Amen. Now be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each one. I pray this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Covered until the day of his appearing. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please complete your form. Pass them on to those church officials with you. And then get back to your seat. Shall we all rise, please? Amen. Complete your slips, please. Pass it on to those church officials around with you. And get back to your seat. Now, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He never invites or calls on anyone for form. He has not asked the son of Jacob to seek him in vain. If you came with any issue to this opening encounter night, it will return as a testimony. According to prophetic scriptures, every child of God is redeemed to be far from oppression. You have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Darkness has no right to torment you anymore. Therefore, every torment of the past of darkness, I command an end to it. Be set free in the name of Jesus. That man came on here after 28 years of torture, of internal heat. He said before she left home, as soon as I touch this ground, I know you set me free. And Jesus did. And it's now 1 year running without any recourse. Now, in the name of Jesus, every demonic oppression that may have followed anyone to this ground drops off you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now look up here. I command every spiritual blindness healed now. Whatever has been blocking your access to your future from scriptures, I command it to drop off you right now. In the name of Jesus. Listen, the secret of God is only with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Now, I decree a fresh baptism of the spirit of the fear of God upon your life. Receive grace to keep doing what pleases God from henceforth. Receive grace to keep doing what pleases God from henceforth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I therefore decree that from this mountain, you'll be riding all through your life on prophetic wings. Every prophetic word that you capture will establish a future for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you came here with any sickness or disease, right now, this first night, you came with any sickness or disease, I command your instant healing now. If you have any area of your life that's been afflicted, put your hand on it. Put your hand on it if you can. You don't know where it is, just put your right hand on your chest. And in the name of Jesus, I decree that you'll be visited this night. The Lord will appear to Samuel in Shiloh by his word, will appear to you by the word tonight. For thus said the Lord, if you will serve me, I will bless your bread and your water. I'll take sickness away from the knees of you. You shall not be barren or cast on your in the land. The number of days I will fulfill. I curse every terminal disease from the roots. Everyone appointed to death is liberated right now. Everyone appointed to death is set free right now. Death is swallowed up in victory tonight. Death is swallowed up in victory tonight. Any sick person on any bed around the world today, whether in the hospital or in their homes, I command your healing right now where you are. Cancer is caused from the roots. Every growth in your body disappears right now. I command your eyesight to be restored. I command your hearing to be restored. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Every of your inheritance in Christ that is still hanging on this mountain, I decree their delivery. We have a heritage of power in Christ. Power means no more affliction from the wicked. So I give you power over to tread upon serpents and scorpions and the paths of the enemy. Not shall my enemies hurt you. From today, every hurt from the wicked comes to an end in your life. Every struggle for survival comes to an end tonight. For he gave us power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Whatever is not manifesting in your life among those sevenfold blessings, I command them release right now. You are waking up in the morning to a brand new world. You are waking up tomorrow morning to a brand new world. You are waking up tomorrow morning to a brand new world. You are waking up tomorrow morning to a brand new world. You are waking up tomorrow morning to a brand new world. Every blood disease disappears right now. High blood pressure, hypertension disappears right now. Every afflicted organ is liberated now. Your kidneys restored. Your liver is restored. Your lung is restored. Your gallbladder is restored. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And blessed be your name. This first night, your first order of miracle is delivered. Someone slept here one night during Shiloh. Blind and woke up in the morning saying, tomorrow morning you are appearing as a miracle. You are appearing here before the Lord as a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree everyone's stay as peaceful as ever. All around the world, there shall be no crisis anywhere, no mishap on anyone. In Jesus' precious name, congratulations. Congratulations. The bath is over. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Lift up your two hands right now and give God thanks. Give God thanks.
Let's wave our hands and thank him for the blessings of the night. What a night. Let's magnify him and thank him. Thank him with your heart for the showers of blessings. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. A louder amen. Let's please be reminded that Shiloh prayer hour, 6 a.m. tomorrow, God visiting with us very early. Get yourself prepared. And the hour of visitation commences 7:15 a.m. The Shiloh bulletin, they are all available. Please pick them before you go in the name of Jesus. Shall we together share the goodness and fellowship? Surely. God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2024. Never winning wisdom. God bless you. Greet your neighbors.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.